We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, time's yours on this Thursday afternoon. It's brought to us by Bud Light. You want to meet current Eagles players and win tickets to Eagles games? Well, sure. Of course you do. Well, stop on out to the Bud Light Eagles home game rallies every Friday night before Eagles home games. For details on the next pep rally, which of course one would be tomorrow night, make sure you visit 94WIP.com/Philly. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I keep hearing clowns call up and say, give Fultz time. Give him time. How much time are we going to give him? He's already had 2 years. How much time? You can keep giving this guy time? How about the eye test? The eye test says and shows he can't ball in the NBA. If you think he can, you're crazy. Time's yours.
Well, you may be proven right about your opinion at the end, but your assertion of fact at the beginning was, in fact, factually inaccurate.
Two years, not three, right?
2 years. He's had a year and a game.
Yeah. Yep.
This guy said he's had 3 years. He's had a year and a game. 3 years? Come on.
I'm listening to the i3 show, and he's comparing Markelle Fultz to T.J. McConnell, saying that they're about the same. What kind of basketball is he watching? The man is hot garbage. He's a waste of a draft pick, and he's a waste of talent. Ask LeBron James who he wanted, like he asked the T.J. McConnell. What is Ike thinking about? I'm Jewish.
Well, you know what's really interesting is I will be very interested tonight to see the reaction of that crowd. Because he, being Fultz, got really wonderful support last year in the midst of really as hard a season as you could ever have.
Yep.
And based on the phone calls that we have received as a show and a station over the last 48 hours since that game, you know, 36 hours, two nights ago, it feels like people are really turning. And I wonder how it will play out tonight.
Oh, and well, yeah, if he's bad, it's T.J. McConnell's show, and that's all you're here tomorrow for whatever reason.
It's good. Yeah, yeah. Agree.
I am so sick of people getting on a 20-year-old kid after one game. Actually, after, 14 games in 2 years. The kid is explosive off the dribble. He's going to figure out his jump shot. He can jump out of the roof. He's going to be great. Markelle Fultz is going to be quality NBA player.
End of message.
Well, you know what I get mad about too, and I hope he is a good quality player because that would be the best for all of us as fans. You know what I hate the most? That you literally it's all hands off on Markelle Fultz. Oh, he's going through some stuff, so you can't really criticize or the organization or him or what. Yes, you can. If there hasn't been an improvement in game one against the team that kicked your ass in the playoffs, you can be mad about it. It's okay. But you can also have some perspective as well. I think I hate that. I absolutely hate that.
You cannot be a fan of the Philadelphia Phillies if you are asking for Bryce Harper, a player from the division. You do not accept trash from other teams in your division if you are that team's fan.
Here's why that caller's wrong.
So wrong.
He's wrong on so many levels.
on all levels.
But I'll cite one example in particular. When Lenny Dykstra...
I knew you were going to go there. It's a great example.
It is a great example. When Lenny Dykstra was a Met, we were not fans of Lenny Dykstra. Let's put it that way, okay? He was a nuisance. He was an agitator. He was a good but not great player. And the Phillies acquired him, and he became a great player for the Phillies. And the 93 Phils never happened without Lenny Dykstra. So, yes, if you have an opportunity to improve your club by getting someone from the division, that's what you do.
You would think that was the worst take that we would get today.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, this one's worse.
You cannot be a fan of the Philadelphia.
Boy, Seltzer off his game.
Uh-oh, Seltzer Fritzen.
Seltzer off his game.
Bad job. Here
played
we go.
They set it up perfectly.
Oh, my God. All right, here it is. The worst take.
John, I'm with you. I don't think Fultz is ever going to be that good. And tell you the honest truth,
I watched Ben Simmons drive the lane again, clear in past the foul line, clear into the half circle, and turn his back and dish the ball out. That's not getting it either. And I'm sorry, but my thoughts are call Magic Johnson, get an unrestricted first-round pick, and trade Ben Simmons away. What do you think, guys? Mind yours.
Yeah, obviously not. Yeah. I mean, Simmons has his limitations, but you're not pulling the trigger on that trade.
No Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform and trade away Ben Simmons.
By the way, I want to go back to the Fultz thing for just a moment.
Sure.
What will Markelle Fultz become? I have no idea. And that's the thing. I guess I would encourage a lot. I mean, like, I don't know how anyone is ready to say he'll be great, he'll be okay, he'll be average, he'll be not good, or he'll be out of the league. How do you know? Like, this thing to me, the story is totally still to be written.
You know what he is? He's Sam Bradford. He's going to be the legitimate argument of the NBA Sam Bradford of actually he's good, actually he's average, actually he's terrible, and then eventually the chips will fall somewhere 5-6 years down the line. That's what I think is going to happen.
I think the main reason we lost yesterday was because of my beard. I thought that if I had a beard like Popovich, that I'd be able to coach a better game, but that didn't happen. I promise that I will work on strengthening and improving my beard in the future so that I leave my players in a better position going forward.
End of message.
Pretty good Brett Brown right there.
That's a really good Brett Brown.
Yeah, it wasn't a 10 out of 10, but it was like a solid 7.5 to 8.
I was going to say 8, yeah.
Yeah, it was very, very good.
Yeah, he called one other time, I think.
Yeah.
Keep calling, man.
I will go back to something many people said this week or since yesterday. I totally agree that the imbalance between playing Fultz so much in the first half and so little in the second half makes no sense. I'm glad they're starting him. I think it's the right move. But if you're going to play him a lot in the first half, play him a little bit more than 3 minutes in the second half. Come on.
Manny Machado is the same thing as Joe DiCamera. I don't want to answer the question. That's not my style. Well, you don't want to give the scores either. He shouldn't be working at WIP. You loser.
End of message.
Well, tell you what, I think there's a difference, you know, between Machado and me, and it's called $350 million.
All right. It's 11:30. Seltzer, please tell me you're going to cut that John high-pitched voice. Please just cut that for me, Jimmy. Thank you.
And it's that team we just got crushed by last night.
Let me ask you a question.
End of message.
That's good. Let me hear that part again. I need that. Just get to that ending part. Well done there, James. What do you got?
Last night.
That was unbelievable.
It's so high.
Last night. Is he going to claim that he was sick yesterday and that's why it happened?
Oh, boy. That's what did it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But with that, we shut it down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.